Just your, can we get your general reaction, and did you think the Broncos were a possibility when you accepted them through the draft?
I thought they were a possibility, to be honest with you. You know, my agent told me not to look past Denver. He said he knows that they had a lot of interest in me, but, you know, I hadn't heard from them, so, you know, I didn't have that gut feeling like I did at the other teams, but, you know, I'm excited. You know, traditionally, you know, the Broncos are a great team, great coach. You know, I hear it's a great team, and I couldn't be more excited, you know, just to still be wearing horns and blues.
Hi, Jarvis. Can you just address the questions with you just against the run?
You know, there's a lot of speculation about that this year. You know, I'm more one of those guys who I'm more just a line up and let's go play. You know, people make so much about a guy's height or, you know, a guy's weight or and stuff like that. But, you know, you can't measure, you know, other stuff in terms of really got hard effort and, you know, just drive to be great and to make plays and stuff like that. So, you know, just to answer questions about the run, I'm going to come out and I'm going to give it all that I have, you know, for Denver. You know, I always do. You know, I just want to be disruptive. You don't always have to make the play or, you know, just overwhelm an offensive lineman to play good against the run. There's a lot of different ways that you can make plays, you know, when you're playing against the run. And I feel like my athletic ability and the things that I'm good at allow me to do that.
Jarvis, the as you know, the whole character issue was big this year in the draft in light of the commissioner's new policy and everything, and your name came up. Can you clarify what happened there and, you know, about the fact that you were flagged as kind of a character guy and what your thoughts were when your name
came up? Right. Rightfully so, you know, I was flagged as a character guy. You know, I stepped out of line this past season at the University of Florida. I failed a drug test, a positive for marijuana. You know, it was a real embarrassing moment in my life for me. You know, everybody always looked at me, you know, as I looked upon me as a real highly, you know, a real class guy. And, you know, it hurt me a lot. You know, I really had to step back and look at myself and figure out what I really wanted. And, you know, I learned from it. You know, my coaches stuck next to me, you know, like a family. And we got through it and ended up going on to do some special things. Like I said, rightfully so, I was labeled. You know, I paid my consequences and definitely learned from my mistake. And, you know, that's behind me now. You know, I'm just going to look for it. The Broncos won't have any issues with me out of that. And, you know, I'm just looking forward. I'm excited about this day. You know, I'm not looking back to my failed drug test at the University of Florida anymore. I'm just looking forward.
During the process, did you have to convince teams that you weren't going to be a risk?
Definitely. You know, with all this character stuff going on, especially this season, you know, I was really hoping, you know, that it hurt me. I just wanted to get evaluated like all the other guys. You know, we're all young kids. Everybody tried it. Everybody's done it. You know, everybody doesn't get caught for it. You know, I obviously did. You know, I manned up to it like a man and, you know, paid my consequences. And, you know, like I said, it's behind me now. I'm looking, you know, forward to my positives and, you know, my new career in Denver.
Hey, Jarvis, how encouraging is it to you that the Broncos not only thought highly of you, they were willing to give up a couple more picks to move just four spots in the draft to make sure that they got you?
It actually speaks volumes. You know, I only had a brief interview with them at the combine, you know, and, you know, I really just tried to give them the best feeling that I could, you know, for Jarvis Moss. You know, I wanted them to really understand me and not just look at me, you know, as this guy's a great athlete, but, you know, he failed a drug test, you know, it's a risk. And I just wanted to do everything I could to give them a real feel for me. You know, that's obviously not a part of me at all. And, it really speaks volumes about, you know, their organization and what they think of me. Very high expectations. You know, I want to live up to them. You know, I'm going to work towards that. You know, Denver has a couple of championships, you know, in the past. And, you know, that's what we're working for now. You know, hopefully, you know, we get a lot of great guys in the rounds to come. You know, we can just build something special in Denver and just get it going.
Jarvis, for those of us who did not see you play, is there anybody in the league that you could say you patterned your game after?
Yeah, quite a few people, you know, as far as it comes to being the speedy, athletic defensive ends, rangy defensive ends, you know, the Devon Curses and the Jason Taylors in the NFL, you know, I watch those guys a lot, you know, I study them a lot, terrific football players, and, you know, that's what young players like us strive to be like, you know. some of us are going to come in, you know, this rookie year and make a huge impact in the league, and some of us are not, you know. So I just really want to mold my game after those guys and, you know, be just as successful as them.
Jarvis, Mike talked about some of the health issues you had early in your career. Did you have staff infections your first couple of years, and did that go back to the pelvic injury you had in high school?
Right. Definitely. It was all related to my, you know, my high school injury.
What was that high school injury exactly?
It was called osteitis pubis. It's just an inflammation to my pelvis bone. And, you know, I received a cortisone shot to it, you know, so I could try and continue my senior year of high school football out. And, you know, it didn't work out, you know, the way it was supposed to, or the way that we planned it to work out or whatever. But I received a cortisone shot, and doctors believe staph got pushed through, you know, then when I got my injection. And, you know, it went from there. You know, the bacteria spread, you know, in my body and kind of decapitated my body. But, you know, fortunately, God willing, you know, my coaches, you know, at Florida, you know, gave me all the resources to get better and, you know, really believed in me. And, you know, I got better. I treated it with a medicine called oxycillin for 7 weeks to a PICC line. And it's in the past now. It's going on 2 years now. And, you know, I haven't had any effect from it. It hasn't bothered me anymore. So I'm just excited about that and, you know, really fortunate to have, you know, put that injury behind me.
Was there a point, though, where you worried that you'd be able to have a career like you did at Florida, that you were worried that this would just kind of derail your career totally?
Right, definitely I did. You know, it was tough not playing, you know, coming into high school having so many high expectations. You know, it was hard coming in and not getting to play and stuff. But, you know, it just speaks volumes about, you know, the person and the character, you know, when you can just, you know, man up and just, you know, be strong and fight through adversity, you know, it makes it all the sweeter. You know, I feel like today is so much better just because I went through that.
Jarvis, during all that, did you drop some weight? And if so, how did you look to stay in shape, if at all? Were you able to while you were getting your treatment?
Definitely. Well, I wouldn't say drop weight. I would just say couldn't put on weight, you know. You know, with a bacteria like that in your body and an infection like that in your body, you know, your calories really fight it and you don't really get many nutrients in your diet and stuff like that, what the doctor believes anyway. So it was hard. You know, I really couldn't even put on weight at all.
Jarvis, how long do you think it will take before you become an every down starter in the NFL in your mind?
In my mind, you know, I feel like the coaches who drafted me, you know, have a plan for me. So I really can't evaluate, you know, myself as far as NFL comes. You know, I know what I'm capable of, but, you know, at the same time, these coaches know this league, and, you know, I know they know what's best suited for me right now. And as far as, in my eyes, as an every down starter, you know, if the Broncos wanted me to come in and, you know, be their starting defensive end, then at least they would have a guy, you know, who's giving it 100%, you know, out there, you know, every single play.
Jarvis, can you take us back, you know, some 45 minutes when you first got that call, and tell us what your emotions were like when you first got the news?
It was really emotional. You know, I woke up this morning and, you know, I shed a lot of tears, you know, just trying to get it out before I got around my family because it was such a huge day. And, you know, I started getting strange phone calls and weird area codes, and I kept getting my brother, my older brother Chris, to look it up for me. And so Chris' 3 area code was Denver, and, you know, the Broncos on the TV, and, you know, I just got the gut feeling, and, you know, I knew it was happening. I think everybody, you know, here with me kind of felt it happening.
You're listed at 251 pounds. Is that where you're comfortable playing, or do you think you kind of got the frame that can add some weight?
You know, I want to do what's best for me, you know, to be successful in the NFL, you know, whether it be, you know, just getting stronger and, you know, keeping the same weight that I'm at, or gaining weight, you know, whatever is best for me. You know, I don't want to, you know, do anything that's going to hurt me or, you know, hold me back, you know, on this next level. So, you know, like I said, I'm sure my coaches, you know, Endeavor are very wise and know exactly how to use me and know what they want to do with me. So, you know, I'm just their project right now, and, you know, I'm ready and willing.
Okay, thanks, Jarvis.
Thank you.